This is the OTP, presented by Farm Bureau Health Plans. Get the home field advantage with healthcare coverage from Farm Bureau Health Plans. They've been protecting Tennesseans since 1947. I'm Mike Keith, joined by Amy Wells. Welcome back to the OTP, Amy Wells.
Hey, Mike Keith, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, especially because it's Ask Mac on the OTP. That's right, our OTP cues are all for Coach Dave McGinnis from Titans Radio. Coach Mac, thanks for joining us.
Mike Keith, hello. Hi, Amy Wells.
Hi, Coach Mac. It's good to see your shining face.
It's great to see you guys. I get really lonely not being with you guys.
Well, who wouldn't?
We're taping on July the 24th, midday. I set that up because we'll talk about the specifics of the questions with Coach Mac coming up, but we have to have them revolve around this moment in time because there are still things developing with training camp. And so we'll get into that in just a moment. But I want to begin with the first OTP cue for the coach, because Coach Mac, you sent our Titans radio group, which includes Amy Wells and Ashley Farrell and our whole gang, a picture of the new Dave McGinnis bobblehead. And this thing is sweeping social media. Where did this come from? What's the story behind the new Dave McGinnis bobblehead?
This came from our friends at Farm Bureau. I got a notification about a month ago from Randy Wilmore. Said, you know, be expecting a very special package, but let me know when it gets there and don't open it until I explain it. And so, you know, clearly I just let it go. And then Randy Wilmore put the wrong zip code on the, so now he was chasing it down. He was chasing it down through FedEx, you know, for 2 weeks. So finally I get it. I call him, I open it up. You saw the bobblehead. It is fantastic. It's marvelous.
Yes.
He said, look, I've made two of these, one for me, one for you. You have one. One is lost in the continental United States. You know, somewhere there's a Coach Mac bobblehead in a box with FedEx on it somewhere. All right. But he said, look, I just did this because Mike Keith had made the comment, Coach Mac, you are the Farm Bureau man now. He said, so I felt you deserved a bobblehead. And so then this thing, I'm not on any social media, but it has gone crazy. It's gone viral. So Randy gets a hold of me again, and we may be going to try to do something with this to raise money for charity. But that's the second bobblehead I've had. This one is so much better than the first one. So much better.
I own one of the first Dave McGinnis bobbleheads, as he's the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, and I have it upstairs in my house. And so now I've got to get my hands on this new one to have the complete collection of Dave McGinnis bobbleheads.
All of the Titans radio crew, if we do this and we make a bulk order, you guys are first in line.
I want one.
Yeah, the issue behind this is you made the mistake of showing everybody. And so everybody wants one. It looks just like you. It's the greatest bobblehead I have ever seen, because bobbleheads are normally caricatures. This is actually you. It's phenomenal how good it is. So I talked to Randy Wilmore last night at length. And he admits that something is probably going to have to be done for Farm Bureau Health Plan customers or some sort of contest or charity or something, because the demand, Amy Wells, there is no question the demand is going to be there for the Coach Mac bobblehead.
Oh, absolutely. And really, they had such a good template in Coach Mac's Bitmoji. So if you've ever gotten a text from Dave McGinnis, it is a picture of him, and it's usually very cartoony. No, this one looks just like Coach Mac.
Just like him.
So they were able to take that, put it on a bobblehead, and now the world gets to enjoy it. I'm going to find one. I'm going to find that box somewhere in the postal system.
Amy, don't worry. When we, if he indeed does do this, a reorder, you guys are first on the list. But what does that really seriously say about Coach Mack as to where his head really translates well to bobbleheads and bitmojis? That's a problem.
It just says you are beloved. That's what it says. And it's and of course, now for those who don't know, Coach Mack, so Farm Bureau Insurance and Farm Bureau Health Plans are two different things, same group of people, but two different things.
Yes.
Charlie is the guy for Farm Bureau Insurance.
Correct.
And so you see Charlie everywhere wearing his hat. The guy for Farm Bureau Health Plans is Coach Mack. So you are the Charlie for Farm Bureau Health Plans. Randy Wilmore has helped to make you a star. So at this time, 3 years ago, when you got the call to come back here and potentially do Titans Radio, you never saw this happening, did you?
You mean when I loaded up that F-150 pickup and drove for 23 hours across the country, yes, from L.A. to get here? No, I wasn't thinking about bobbleheads, Mike. No.
Or podcasts either, and you are part of the OTP presented by Farm Bureau Health Plans. We have set this up where this is your chance to ask Coach Dave McGinnis a question. The OTP Qs, you can go to TennesseeTitans.com/OTPQ and submit questions all the time. This time, it's a mailbag dedicated to Coach Mack. Amy Wells, you have the questions. Begin firing away, please.
Coach Mack, I've got a running list, and I think you're going to like these. We've got a little mix of everything in here today.
Sure.
So are you ready?
Oh, absolutely, Amy. Absolutely.
All right. So this first one is from Bo in Denver, Colorado, and he asks, what would you feel like would be the toughest challenge as a coach in training camp and during the season with this pandemic?
Bo, the thing that you're always concerned about, because you're flipping 25 to 30% of your roster every year, and what you want to do, no matter what the success was you had with your roster the previous year, you have to combine new people together to form a team. You can gather individuals up, but to form that team atmosphere, the team chemistry, and really the team vibe that you need, that we saw carry the Titans through to the AFC Championship game last year, you've got to develop that during training camp. And really, it starts during the OTAs after everybody gets together with the draft. They've only been able to do that virtually now. So what I would be focused on as a staff, as a head coach with my staff, is getting to know my players and have them know their players as people as well as players as quickly as possible. Because that's how you start. When you start to come together and know each other and start to play for each other, you develop that team bond and team chemistry so much quicker. That's what I would focus on first.
Now, Coach Mack, you mentioned the AFC Championship game from 2019. I guess it was 2020 at that point. Kareem from Bethesda, Maryland asks, if we played the Chiefs again at some point in the playoffs this year, what would you do differently from last year's AFC title game?
You know what really happened last year? It really was not the schedule plays that got us in trouble against them last year. It was the off-schedule plays. Case in point, the off-schedule quarterback scramble that Mahomes had right before the half for a touchdown. I mean, the off-schedule plays, and when you're playing a football team that has a quarterback that is not only dangerous within the cylinder, but has the arm and also the athletic ability to make off-schedule plays, and then just the elite team speed that you're up against, guarding against unscheduled plays in a wide open field is an issue. That is what I would concentrate on. I would concentrate on the other thing I would concentrate on, I think, is extremely, extremely important, is you've got to be able to have more snaps on offense. And however you come by that, the more snaps you generate for yourself on offense, the less snaps that offense is able to have. Look, our offense can work with their defense. Our offense can manufacture things against their defense. We need to possess the ball longer against a team that's that explosive on so many fronts.
This is the OTP presented by Farm Bureau Health Plans. And again, to reiterate, OTP cues for Coach Mack being taped on Friday, July the 24th, We are going with the premise that training camp is going to get underway next week. I know there are still things to be ironed out, but so we don't have to sort of offer, you know, sort of a if this happens, if that happens sort of thing. We're going with the premise that football is starting in whatever form it's going to be next week, Amy. So in that way, Coach Mack can give us the best answers to the questions without having to say, well, we don't know, because we all know we don't know.
Mike, thanks for that reminder. That was very insightful. We all know that we
don't
know.
That's why he is Mike Keith.
All right, we're moving right along to David from Hermitage, Tennessee. He says, J-Rob's team is made up of team-first players. It kind of reminds me of those San Antonio Spurs championship teams. Are there other current NFL teams that are as committed to this principle?
No, absolutely there are. And I think, look, a team is a personality of its organization. And they absorb the personality of the people at the top of their organization. Look at the people at the top of our organization right now, starting with Amy Adams Strunk, with Kenneth Adams, with Barkley Adams. Look at it from the top. Everything in this league really trickles from the top down. Look at John Robinson. Look at our head coach. And then look at the feeling. I mean, we're in the building when there's not a pandemic. I mean, so we feel and we understand how everybody is really an integral part of what's going on, and the respect that everyone has for everybody's job and everybody's peace in trying to win a game on Sunday or Monday or Thursday for the Titans. You all feel important in what you're doing. And that's so important, and it absolutely is. I know other organizations because I know most people in other organizations. The New England Patriots are like that. I mean, it is a team first. That's all that it is. Look what Andy Reid has built in a very short time at Kansas City. That is a team first place. Another place, a good friend of ours that works at the Philadelphia Eagles, Jim Schwartz, that's a team first place. And you can see, but it all starts with the organization. We won't name their names, but we know some examples of some not so good organizations. And you can see how it fractures from the top down very quickly. The Titans are right at the peak of being one of those organizations that is really all inclusive and everybody's pulling in the same direction.
Coach Mack, you can always feel free to name names on this podcast. That's what we're here for. Naming names on the OT. Go right ahead. All right, this one is from Cole from McAllen, Texas. He says, now that Arthur Smith has a full year under his belt as offensive coordinator, and with the whole offense pretty much coming back, how much more effective could this offense be moving forward?
Cole, that's an insightful question for this reason. This offense, numbers-wise, was very impressive, you know, for 13 weeks last year. Very impressive. The numbers that they put up, and if you don't reach those numbers this year, it doesn't mean that you still haven't made progress. What they are going to be able to do, I like the question because it's a take some dive into a football question. They are able to layer their offense now. During these Zoom meetings, they've been able to, because everybody is back together, they are able to layer now. They speak the same language, and they were able to start in these Zoom meetings back when they started and start adding to this offense. Now, they haven't had their cleats on the grass yet to start seeing how it's going to work. But what I look at is you not only have all the pieces back, you have all the pieces back with experience with one another. And not only experience with one another, experience with the language that you all are speaking. That is so, so important. They have a big jump on a lot of other people that are brand new starting into this very unusual beginning of the 2020 football season. They are going to be able to layer this offense. You can never predict outcomes. You can never predict success. But I can promise you this. I can predict that we will see even more from this offense as far as layers on top of what they're going to do schematically.
Rick from Hickory, North Carolina asks, how do you expect the acclimation period to work in this year's training camp?
That's a good question. And for all of my years of experience, for all of you guys' years of experience, for everybody in this league's years of experience, nobody's ever experienced this. Nobody ever has. And so I answer it this way. And I've had this question asked before on other, you know, forums that I've done. Here's what's important to know. Those organizations that were the first and the best and the quickest to organize their Zoom meetings, those organizations that were the first and the best to organize their Zoom draft meetings, those organizations that were the best to be able to take a step. And when this was a fluid moving issue as far as what was happening next, look, the acclimation period is all about organization. It's about preparation and organization. I've got complete confidence in Mike Vrabel and his staff with their preparation and organization skills. We've all witnessed it. They will be able to acclimate very, very quickly. If you're not sure yourself, and again, we've heard some coaches say, you know what? I'm not really sure we can do this. You've never heard that out of Mike Vrabel's mouth. You never, ever have heard that out of his mouth. All you ever hear out of his mouth is, we will make it work, and we will make it work well. I've got no issues with the way the Titans will acclimate.
Coach Mack, you've been around for a while. Do you feel like after going through a football season that happens in a pandemic, you will have truly seen it all?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I hope you're saying that in a complimentary way, that I've been around a long time.
Yes, I'm not absolutely.
Saying, Coach Mack, you've been around so long, I'm not sure you know what's going on anymore.
No, I meant it in a very reverent, impressive kind of way.
Amy, I just miss being around you so much. I mean, the times that we would sit and watch tape in the office, you and I and Ashley Farrell, when I first showed up here, is some of my best memories ever. That may have been some of my best coaching skills ever, in those film sessions. So I know what you mean. To me, what's going to be extremely, extremely important is this is a period of adjustment on the move for all of us, for all of us. There are going to be things that are going to come up next week and the week after and even in the season that none of us are going to be able to see and foretell right now. How you react. And look, it's just like in a ball game. Those that can adjust on the run usually win the most games.
Well, here's a question that could have something to do with some film watching. Jerron from Dallas, Texas says, when we face Jarrell Casey on Monday Night Football, who do you think will have the advantage? Jarrell Casey over our offensive line or our offensive line over Jarrell Casey, because they've been going at it for so many years during practice?
I can promise you this, both sides will be highly motivated. They will both be highly motivated. And look, you always get these interpersonal relationships in the National Football League when players change teams. There's always that drama, and there's always that dynamic when coaches change teams, when coaches leave teams, when coaches have been fired from one team, and now all of a sudden they're playing against their former team. That's just the way the National Football League is. But I would expect the opening game on Monday Night Football, which I can't wait for, that you will get the optimum out of both sides, the Titans offensive line and then Jarrell Casey plus that defensive front that they have there. That's going to be a real, real major matchup to watch.
Speaking of that offensive line, does training camp give Isaiah Wilson a chance to beat out Dennis Kelly at that tackle spot?
It would have given him a better chance if we'd have had the full boat of it. He would have had a much better chance if this would have been a normal offseason. They will bring him in and acclimate him as quickly as possible. But the beauty of having Dennis Kelly, a proven veteran that is as steady as he is, and plus, look, the thing that I know about that offensive line room is so all-embracing. And when they bring him in, he will be part of that pack very, very quickly. Okay, he is going to be a really good player for us. But the fact that he is coming in that situation and doesn't have to do it immediately works to his advantage and works to the Titans' advantage a lot.
This is the OTP presented by Farm Bureau Health Plans. Look to the folks at Farm Bureau Health Plans when you need someone who understands the X's and O's of healthcare coverage. They've been protecting Tennesseans since 1947. The man who understands the X's and O's of everything related to the National Football League is Titans Radio's Dave McGinnis. We are taking your questions for him via our OTPQs. You can always send us questions by going to TennesseeTitans.com/OTPQ. We like to throw the questions in from you on every edition of the OTP, but this one just for Coach Mack. Amy Wells, please continue.
That last question that I asked was from Jim from Ripley, Tennessee. I forgot to give him credit where credit is due. Sorry, Jim. That was a great question.
Jim, that was a really good question, and I hope you enjoyed the answer. And it's a very pointed question. It's an important question with the offensive tackle situation on the right side. It really is.
Moving to another important position on the Tennessee Titans football team, John from Knoxville, Tennessee, asks, what does Big Jeff have to do to take the next step as a dominant defensive player?
He just got to be Big Jeff. And when I say that, here's what I say about that. When he came in, and we all know that when John Robinson, with Amy Adams Strunk's blessing and Mike Vrabel, made the call on a player that, look, would have been a top five player in last year's draft, the draft that he came out in, but they were, when they made the call to draft him at that spot, they made the commitment that they were going to wait until he was ready. All right. When we watched him work, and all of us did on the side fields up until he got a chance to come in and start playing in the National Football League, this guy is a special, special talent. And he's not only a special talent physically, he's a special person. He really is. His work ethic and his drive, and plus his self-commitment and his commitment to this organization for the chance they took on him, you can visibly see it. Technically, let's talk about what he's got to improve upon. First of all, I haven't seen him, but I know he's been at that facility all off season, and all reports I get is he's changed his body. Okay. And to me, what he is going to have to be able to do, there are a lot of nuances to learn in that center guard tackle box. It's not just mano-a-mano in there and the biggest, strongest guy wins every time. There's recognition, there's techniques, there's tips, there's things that you have to learn. But to me, the important thing is that I'm so glad and I'm amazed that he was able to play as much as he was last year. Just that little bit of game experience. This year, we are going to see an improved Jeffrey Simmons for all of those reasons I gave. Physically, mentally, and then just confidence-wise. His confidence level this year will be so high because, let's be honest, we don't know what his confidence level was last year, the first time he got out there to play with a knee brace on. We don't know what it was, you know, and he probably would never tell us. But I do know this in my years of experience. A player like that, his confidence year, a year removed from that surgery, will be much better.
And how could you not be confident with a nickname like Big Jeff? If I'm Jeffrey Simmons, all I ever want to be called is Big Jeff. It's simple but intimidating. It might be the greatest nickname.
You know, I don't know that he's crazy about it, but I think he is accepting of how people seem to enjoy it. Everybody I've met just loves saying Big Jeff.
It's so good.
Yeah, his teammates love it. I mean, everybody, oh, Big Jeff this, and I mean – and when you are in a league of big people, to be referred to as big, that means you're really big and special.
Well, it's a term of endearment. It really is.
Yeah.
It's a term of endearment. I had one big in my career. This is my second big I've had. The first big I had was Leonard Davis. I took a number one draft pick out of the University of Texas. And, I mean, you know, Leonard was one of 22 children. And let me tell you, Leonard was big. And that's all he'd ever been known since he was born was big. And so it's a term of endearment. And plus, when you marry big with extreme athletic talent, then you really like the nickname.
Yes, sir.
Agreed. Here's a question from Steven from Johnson City. He says, with no fans at training camp this year, will those practices that would have been open to the public be streamed on the Titans website or any other social media outlets? How can fans get their Titans football fixed this year? Mike Keith, do you know?
Coach Mack is going to push that right to the expert, all things Titans, Mike Keith.
So I would envision that there will be opportunities to watch parts of practice via some sort of streaming. Yes, and we've done things like that in the past. All of that hasn't been finalized. Obviously, we'll push all of that out via TennesseeTitans.com. Via all of our social channels. You will hear what our plan is for training camp as soon as it's finalized. Coach Mack, so take that a step further. People may wonder, like everyone in Johnson City, Tennessee, why the whole practice is not streamed. why only certain parts of practice would be streamed. From a football standpoint, why would you only show certain parts of practice?
Let's go back to one of those great OTPQ questions we had at the beginning of this broadcast, you know, about how the offense is going to improve. All of that layering I talked about, that's what they're going to be working on, all right? And you don't want any of that out. I mean, you really don't. I mean, because it's not to your advantage. And why give anybody else an advantage of being able to see it? Because I promise you this, as an opposing coach, I mean, I have picked up things in my coaching career. Other coaches I've coached with, even off of B-rolls leading up to the week. If you see during the individual period, a quarterback and a running back all of a sudden working on a down-the-line option pitch, you know, you're going, they've never done that before. Let's take a look and see, you know, what they're working on. So anything like that, I mean, those types of things are priority for your club and they're priority for when you start the season with. So look, and people may say, well, you know, nobody would pick up anything off. Don't even think that. I promise you, if I could B-roll and watch everybody's practice without any sound and just watch everything, you can glean so much information as an opponent from that. That's a huge reason right there, Mike.
Coach Mack, here's another question related to fans being at training camp. How different is it going to be for the players and coaches, or will it be different at all not having fans there? Because there is a very different feel during training camp.
Now, coaches and players, you know, all the years I coach and players, you love having fans at training camp. You really do. Because training camp in itself, it's changed and evolved over the years. But still, I mean, you love having the fans out there because the fans are a huge part of this whole NFL process. Huge part. I mean, I miss the fans really bad during this pandemic. Because normally at this time, we would all have been out already with season ticket holders at events. I mean, I miss that so bad. I miss going downtown on Broadway Friday and Saturday nights and having dinner and just talking ball with Titans fans. I really do. So you're going to miss fans being at camp. You really are. I mean, and everybody is going to have to go through it. But don't ever think that players or coaches in the National Football League are so jaded that they don't acknowledge fans at training camp. I promise you it makes a difference.
All right, I would like to enter the portion of the show that I like to call Get to Know Coach Mack a Little Bit Better, because these next two questions are about Coach Mack as an individual, not as a coach, as a person. So this is Kernick from Amarillo, Texas.
Yes, Amarillo, home of Big Tech Steakhouse. 72-ounce steak, if you can eat it in 1 hour with a baked potato and Texas toast, you get your picture on the wall and probably a trip to the hospital.
Have you done that before?
I've been in there so many times. I've never tried it. I've been there. When people start doing it, they get cameras out. I mean, it's an event. It is an event. Mike Keith, you've been to Big Tech Steakhouse?
No, I'm saying I could do it.
I would pay to have you do it.
I could take the old 96er, so I could take 72. Yeah, I could do it. I could be a professional eater.
Of the three people on this call, who do you really think could do it? I think it's me.
No chance. Come on. I could do it.
We need to take a road trip when the pandemic's over. I will pay for everything at Big Tech Steakhouse. I know right where it is. We could pull
off. I'll do it. I'll have to be hospitalized afterwards. Yes.
Small price to pay.
I know the mayor of Amarillo, Texas. We can get you in a hospital there quick.
Good.
Well, this question is of a similar vein. He says, I'm sure if anyone knew would know this, where's the best barbecue in Texas?
The best barbecue in Texas. The best barbecue in Texas is in South Texas. It's in the Czech-Hungarian part of South Texas, down around Austin. It is outstanding. Schobel, you know, remember?
Bo Schobel.
Yes, his family owns one of the best barbecue restaurants in the history of that part of the country.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Huh. Well, who would have ever thought?
Played defensive end for us, Bo Schobel from TCU.
He was a frog. I played with his dad there. I've eaten at Schobel's. Outstanding.
It's beef, right?
Absolutely it is. Brisket is out of this world.
All right. Well, there you go. There's your answer. All right. Our last question is from Ray. And Ray would like to know, Coach Mack, what would you have done if you had not become a football coach?
That is a really, really interesting, because I had no intentions of coaching. You know, I went to TCU and got my grandfather was in the oil business. Okay, you know, he and another gentleman from California had an oil company there in West Texas. They were doing what they call saltwater injection at the time. That was back in that time was the precursor to what fracking is now, going back into previously drilled wells and bringing out the excess oil from it. I thought I was going in the oil business. I got a business degree at TCU. And plus there was a lot of TCU alums. That oil business was running pretty hot back then. And so, you know, when I went back to get my master's, that's what I was going to do. And they asked me to coach the freshman team. And here I am now on the OTP.
Wow.
Again, anytime you want to submit questions to any of us on the OTP, go to TennesseeTitans.com/OTPQ for OTP questions. And you could submit your question, and we're happy to answer it. We include them all the time. We like to do these mailbag shows. These are fun, and we especially like them when Coach Mack decides to take the questions for us, because we know you love to ask Coach Mack your questions. Dave, thanks for doing this, and thanks for sharing about the new Dave McGinnis bobblehead, which I'm sure we're going to hear a lot more about.
Well, all of a sudden, as I said, it has gone, quote, viral. So Randy's got something going with Farm Bureau health plans now. We'll see where it goes. But I promise you, if it is a bulk order, you guys are the first ones to get them.
We appreciate that more than you know. We're brought to you by Farm Bureau Health Plans, our good friend Randy Wilmore, and everybody in Columbia, Tennessee. Thanks for making this happen. For Coach Dave McGinnis and Amy Wells, Mike Keith says, thanks for joining us for the OTP.